All right, let's do it. Welcome back to another episode of Podmas, day 19, motherfuckers.
Woo, we're getting there.
We're like 5 days away, baby.
Pardon me, that was really aggressive.
6 days away. From being done. And today we are doing Sunday rants and wrecks. I feel like we have more rants than wrecks, slightly, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to start or should I start? Let me start.
You can start. Ooh, do you want rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Okay. Wait. If you lose, do you start or do I start?
If I lose, you start.
Okay. Wait, I lose, so you start.
Okay, sweet.
Yay.
That was riveting for the podcast listeners. Just a bunch of silence.
What are you guys doing over there? Are you gonna talk or nah?
All right, I will start this one. So it's another bus rant, and I know that I rant with the bus a lot, but if you are someone who stands on the bus when there are plenty of seats available for you to sit down and go to people's way and not create a bottleneck on the bus, you are a piece of shit. And I will die on that hill. You are just a not great person, because you are creating, literally, you're now making everybody else, more people stand because you're not sitting when you could.
So with the bus, how does it work now? Are there still sections like close
no!
off? No, it's like fully open.
Free for all, baby.
Oh, well, in that case, what
unless
the fuck?
If you're okay, I guess if you're paranoid about COVID, but I feel like most people who take the bus regularly aren't because they are taking the bus regularly.
Exactly.
And it's been back that way for a while now, you know, like there's no spacing on the bus. It really annoys me. It happened this morning, actually. Like, I got on the bus and I had to stand the whole drive to work because people weren't. And then I saw a free spot with someone standing right beside it, and I literally plowed through and I sat down. Because I was like, if you're not going to sit there, I am, bitch. I don't want to stand and get car sick on this bus.
I truly hate it. Do you know what also pisses me off on the bus? When people don't stand up for people who are disabled.
Yeah, that's awful.
Or if they have kids.
Yeah.
Or if they're elderly.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, that's just etiquette. That's just etiquette, baby.
Just
move
stand
to the back.
Up.
And move to the back
move
if you're
to
standing.
The back.
If you're going to stand, go as far back as you can, bitches. What are you
also
doing standing at the front?
If you're an able person, go to the back of the bus. There is no need for you to be at the front of the bus.
I always go right to the back.
Me too.
With the exception of if I am riding the bus late at night on a weeknight, I get a little sketched out. So I...
Well, oh, I love that.
I'll sit close to the front on those nights.
I love sitting in the back of the bus with, like, I prefer when there's like sketchy people beside me.
Really?
Because like it really gets the juices flowing, I think.
You like that?
I like living on the edge.
Or are you joking?
That was a little sarcasm.
Oh, but okay. I was gonna say, I'm like, yeah, no, I definitely don't like that. I sit close to the bus driver because I'm like, if anything happens, hopefully
here,
the bus driver will be the one to break open the doors. And I want to be closer to a door for me to get out in case anything sketchy happens.
Well, that makes sense.
And I have been on buses where I've been very sketched out by people. Like, just the way they're moving or the way they... I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at picking up on vibes.
And I've
literally a couple times have gotten off buses and waited for the next bus to... Because it just sketched me out too much.
There's a lot of sketch bags that take the bus, especially late at night.
Mm. Yeah. When I was busing home from the Yucks. Or no, when I was busing to... So I was done Yucks, and I was busing to Gottingen Street to go to Tusket. There was a sketchy guy, and he just kept feeling around in his pockets. And I just got... It just sketches me out. If you look sketchy, don't feel around your pockets, because you're going to look more sketchy.
I shouldn't feel around my pockets in the bus, eh?
No, you're fine. You don't look sketchy. This guy like had to convince the bus driver to let him on because he didn't have change. So it was already kind of tense and weird.
Oh.
And it just seemed like he was on something. So like that's why it was sketched.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right.
You just never know. Especially going up that way too.
Yeah.
Into the sketchy part of Halifax.
I hate taking the bus that way because it's like I'm going towards Gottingen, not away.
This doesn't feel safe.
Yeah, it doesn't.
This feels like this is something I shouldn't be doing, but here we are.
And mind you, like Gottingen's like really cleaned up, you know, in recent years, but I still.
It has, but.
I still get a little sketched out.
It's still pretty sketchy.
Like I would say the further down towards the bridge end of Gottingen, not so much the. Like around where the local is, like that.
Oh,
that place
that
seems
okay.
Ish,
but
I've gotten yelled at quite a bit. You know,
where the foggy goggle is a little bit sketchy because it's right across from the Salvation Army.
It is.
So
yeah,
like
people,
a lot of people
yell
from there,
they
yell and they follow you.
Yeah, it's scary. You gotta watch out for yourselves, guys. And if you got bad vibes, trust your bad vibes because worst case scenario is you're wrong, but you feel better because you're away from the situation.
So the only time that you should sit in front of the bus is it when you're a woman and it's late at night and there's sketchy people on the bus.
Absolutely. If it's the only seat available.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit on the bus. It's meant for sitting.
It's okay. You can sit down. It's fine. Take a load off, you know?
Yeah. Another rant that I think we both have is just generally people who talk back at comics at comedy shows.
Oh,
don't do that.
God,
don't interrupt punchlines. Don't chime in. If you're going to chime in, feel out the comic. And if it very much so feels like he doesn't want a back and forth, fucking stop. Don't keep it going.
You are not the comedian. I know
you think you're funny. You are not part of the show.
And that's what I said to the people that were behind us at Yuck Yucks because like they kept on heckling.
Did you say that to them?
I was like, you're not the comedian tonight. Please settle down.
Good for you. God bless you.
Yeah.
So we are referring to the Yuck Yucks show that I did. I did a guest spot on. And it was just generally speaking, a awkward show. Lots of Christmas parties. It was a weird vibe in the room where it was like they were either rowdy or downers. Like I don't know, it just felt strange. Like it felt like they weren't there to watch comedy.
It's weird because like from where I was sitting, I could see like the whole pit. So like the people who are like right by the stage, they obviously weren't there for comedy, but the people behind them were. They're having a great time
because the people, it should have been reversed.
And then there was us who were like, oh yeah, this is great, but then the people behind us were way 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 too rowdy, so it was kind of like
it was very strange. And specifically with the headliner, Nick had to botch his whole album recording because these fucking people wouldn't stop talking at him, and it ruined his whole mood. It got him pissed off, and obviously you don't want to. You're at that point. You're just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna fuck around now because it's ruined.
It was such a weird. It was a weird vibe too, because like you could tell that he was like genuinely upset.
Yes,
and we felt bad.
Thank God he had the first night. He had the first night to play. He said the first night was decent enough. So, but like. You're there, you paid money, you're seeing professional comedians. Like, the least you can do is shut the fuck up for the 1.5 hours. Don't shut up totally. Laugh.
Yeah,
like,
just laugh. Just laugh. Don't be the comedian. Just laugh.
Speak when spoken to, maybe.
If you
want to
be a comedian, there's a walk-on mic on Sunday nights. Yeah. She will let you on and be a comedian.
Yeah. It's just don't do that. Don't be a heckler. Yeah. Don't take your office Christmas party to a comedy club
if you just want
to go and socialize with your coworkers. Don't go to a show.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Go somewhere else. Go axe throwing or something. Or go to a bar. Just like don't do that.
Just go. There's a whole other part of the economy shoe shop where you don't have to pay $20.
That's right.
And you can just drink and hang out with your homies. If
book
that's
a reservation. Okay, next. We have a bunch of rants. You have a rant now about...
I do.
Carts.
One moment, please. Oh, yeah. One thing that really that grinds my gears is when you're driving a cart in Costco, specifically?
Oh, that's a hard word. Specifically? It's tough, though.
Especially.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, especially.
And you have, like, a bunch of stuff in your cart, and people are, like, don't pay attention. They just, like, run out in front of your cart. To cut you off, and then you have to like stop all of a sudden. You have to like use all your body weight to stop your cart.
I kind of feel like I kind of do that sometimes because I'm an aggressive grocery shopper.
It's
I hate people who mosey in grocery stores. Who just
me
kinda,
too.
Yeah,
we are not here to mosey. We're here to get.
But
shit
I guess
done.
You mean yeah. If you're clearly cutting someone off, sometimes like I'll do it by mistake and I'll say sorry.
Well, that's nice. But like people just like they don't pay attention. They just like zoom out in front of you. It's yeah. like you can see me. I'm a big cart. You're not.
Yeah.
Or just like, and also people who aren't paying attention to you and like run into your cart and then they get mad at you.
Yeah, don't. Oh, yeah. You're like, I mean, if you're going to do that, just admit ma'am. Defeat and just say that you're a dumbass. That wasn't.
When I went to Costco on Sunday, somebody like ran into this, like T-boned my cart basically. And they looked at me and they're like they're pissed. And I was like, and then I apologize, even though they ran into me and they're like, yeah, you better watch out. And I was like, I'm just trying to get some milk.
Grocery stores are chaos. There's really no rhyme or reason now. We used to have to like go through arrows and I kind of miss those days in a strange way, even though I kind of hated it at the time. But like, I do think that there's an art to like navigating stuff like that. I think I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty swift. I don't mosey. I don't slow things down. I keep it moving. I'm the person in the mall that it's just like I'm just constantly like like turning and like swiftly moving through people, like because I'm just like I just want to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be here. I want out.
I'm not here to have a good time.
I'm in
here
survival
because I
mode.
Have to be.
But you have to be aware of the people
Costco?
Around you and say excuse me.
Yes, say excuse me. But Costco, I don't think ever had the arrows. So it's
oh
always,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
they didn't.
Like by the produce section and like by like the back of the store, kind of like where all the snacks are. That's always chaos. There's always just like a big pile of people. Nobody moves. Everyone's having a bad time. Like once you get out of that, it's kind of better. But and then you go into the frozen food section. No one pays attention.
Ugh, that's where I live.
in the frozen food section, not paying attention.
I'm there a lot.
Yeah.
And like to go off that rant, like another rant I have is just people who like make a big fuss over being it's hard for me to explain. People who okay, how do I explain this? You're walking down a pathway. And you're walking towards someone who's walking the opposite direction of you. And you might not be making eye contact with them. And then they make this big deal that you're coming towards them. And they like step out of the way, but like almost in a
like dramatically?
Extreme, yeah, dramatically.
And there's no need for it?
There's no need. And also you could have just moved a couple inches over and we could share a walkway. And I guess COVID comes into play here and maybe people are paranoid about that.
Anyway, I think I'm the person that's like accidentally, dramatically. It's like, no, not another human. But like, I have anxiety. I'm always anxious. So like, I'm startled. I'm not like dramatic, but like
that's
you can tell when someone.
That's my rant. Like, I also think that that's hilarious when people are startled.
Really?
I think it's so funny. We live in a world with other humans, people. Get used to it.
What? Not another human.
Like, it's just funny to me when it's just so dramatic. Like, I try and, like, because it happens to me, too, sometimes. But, like, I don't try to make a big deal out of it.
I
try to react, like, internally.
I really try not to, but I can't help it sometimes. If I come across a human that I'm not expecting, I'm definitely like, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And then I think about it for the rest of my life.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't mean to.
Personal space while shopping. That's,
just... Yeah.
Be wary of your own and others, I guess, is the...
Exactly. Just be nice.
Okay, so recommendations now. We're going to shift into positive town. I recommend going for walks as much as you can this time of year. It's winter. It sucks. People don't really like walking in the winter all the time. We have shitty
it's
winters
so
here in Halifax.
No.
But, like, on nice days when you can, like, when you can get out and get that vitamin D, like, we don't have a lot of it. During this time, you know, like I come home and it's dark, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
So like I try to make a point to like go for a walk around, at least a little bit of a walk at lunchtime, and get that sunlight and like get your body moving, because I just get lazy as fuck in the winter. And I find that like that's the most low pressure thing you can do is like go for a walk.
Yeah. It's important to keep like your mental health in check too, because a lot of people have seasonal depression. I think like most humans do. So it helps to go outside.
Helps
even
go outside,
like,
endorphins.
Just for half an hour.
Yeah, you just get out, try to walk, do as little or as much as you can. But like,
when
yeah,
I went to Evolve, they like, I went to this gym called Evolve, and they were really adamant about just like getting outside. even if it's just for 10 minutes, get out. Because if you, once you get outside, you're like, I'm here. Might as well go for a walk.
I'm like fucking Andrew Huberman, who's like a scientist, like raves about the importance of natural sunlight and direct natural sunlight. So not through, and I'm bad for this because I go out and I have blue eyes. So my eyes attract more light than brown eyed people. When you like, especially in the winter, when you go outside, there's snow and it's sunny and it's so bright and it almost hurts your eyes to like be outside. That. But like the importance of actually letting in the natural light, not through sunglasses, is very important, apparently. Huh. Like, you gotta make sure you get that.
But what about my glasses?
No, you're fine. Sunglasses is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Like, sunglasses blocking it. Your glasses aren't blocking sunlight.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
So you're good. But it's very important. I neglect it a lot. I hate that. I'm usually very, very cranky if, like, I haven't been out all day.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you are. But like, I notice changes in my mood when I make a point to do that.
Yeah.
Also, cold plunges, baby. Dunk your face in some cold water.
Really?
It really like wakes you up. It like, I guess it just like resets your nervous system too.
Huh. That's interesting.
With ice water. Mm-hmm. Dunk.
When I went to the spa, they had like different sections. So they had like a hot tub, and then they had like a mild tub, and then like a cold tub where you're supposed to like dunk yourself into.
I love that.
Yeah, it was actually really refreshing. And like, it, yeah.
That's the best feeling when you're in a hot tub too. And then you jump into like a pool that's like lukewarm.
Or like snow.
It's the best feeling.
Yes. Guess the juice is flowing. Gets your circular system flowing.
What other...
My recommendation is taking a staycation in your city.
I love this. And I really want to do... I've always talked about doing this and I never have. My dream, and I don't know if it'll ever happen because it's pricey. My dream is to one day go to Oceanstone Resort, which is like by Peggy's Cove.
Oh, yeah.
And they have like really nice waterfront cottages. And like they have different accommodation types, like depending on like what your budget is and how many people you have. But like it's like this cozy little resort by Peggy's Cove. You're right on the water. Obviously I'd love to go to the Nordics. I've never been there. I'd love to go there.
Yeah, they have little domes you can stay in now too.
It looks amazing. Yes. It's probably so pricey.
I also really like White Point.
Yes, I was gonna mention White Point.
But even like just staying in Halifax, like getting an Airbnb or something, or getting a hotel or something, and just like hanging around the city for a night.
I love that. My thing is that like I can't validate the money.
Yeah, that makes sense. I live here. I don't know.
That's my thing. Like, I think it'd be definitely different if I was splitting it with somebody.
Yeah.
If I was paying full price, I don't know if I would stay in a hotel. Like, I would definitely, but you could also just explore your city. Like, even if you don't get a hotel
room.
There's
so much to do. Like, even like off season, there's so much to do around your city. Like,
there is.
Go explore, check it out, learn something.
I've never stayed in an Airbnb, and my friend has one, and it is the most gorgeous thing.
Ooh.
Let me show you because he now owns this beautiful Airbnb out, and it's in Wentworth.
Okay.
You need to. I would love to stay here on my birthday weekend. And it would be,
ooh,
if we could make it happen somehow, get a couple people. Look at that. It has an outdoor hot tub.
Oh my God.
It's like an A-frame cabin.
It's so cute.
It's so Instagrammable. It's insane.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Oh, what the fuck? Okay. That's super cute.
Yeah. And I know the dude, so I might send a message and be like, what's your availability?
It's my birthday. I want to stay here.
Because I think it sleeps definitely more than one. So, like, even, you know, like, it's pricey, but, like, if you split it all the ways, it wouldn't be so pricey.
I like Airbnbs because I like hot tubs.
And they have an outdoor hot tub.
Hot tub.
In the woods. In the fucking woods, and it looks gorgeous.
I love that.
It looks kind of like it could be in a horror movie, too. But it looks gorgeous.
I love horror movies.
But it's also just, like, it's that whole glass wall of, like, you are, like, it's almost like you're in a dome, but not quite.
Yeah, I think
it's a dome. But you have the full, like, the glass. Yeah, I love that. So that's a great,
cute.
That's a great recommendation.
Yeah.
Do that if you can do it. If you can't afford it, you know, just dream about it.
Just stay outside.
My last recommendation, we're gonna wrap this up, is to just get a cat.
Yep, just get a cat.
Get one.
The cute cuddly.
Cats are... Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do when I lose that thing. You know, like,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of this weird thing where I'm just like, yeah, there's a soul connection here. I know that sounds fucking dumb and cheesy.
I have a soul connection with my cats, too, though.
But we were talking about just, like, looking into a cat, like your pet's eyes and, like, they know you.
Yeah.
And you know them. And, yeah. Like,
and you have, like, this little language between each other. Like, you don't speak the same language, but you know.
You say certain words and they'll react. Like, you have your routines. Like, me and Mindy have a damn pat routine. Every night before I go to bed, I give her treats, a couple of treats. She gets her food at, you know, certain times of the day. And also when I wake up, she doesn't tend to sleep in the bed with me that much. She might come in like early morning, but when I wake up, she takes over the bed. Like, she waits for me to get out of bed to go stretch out on the bed.
She's keeping your spot warm.
I die. I love the thing. I love her so much. She's my favorite best friend ever.
I love that. That's so cute.
Get a cat. They're amazing. They're low maintenance. They're not as high commitment as a dog because, like, dogs require a lot.
Yeah.
They're still a lifetime commitment, so don't fuck around when you get a cat. But, like...
But still.
But they're lower maintenance, less work than a dog.
And a little bit better. Low key. Love dogs, but there's something about cats. Like, once you get, like, a cat to love you, like, there's no better feeling.
I was going to say, I want to show up my friend Frankie, because for so long, I didn't think she was a cat person. And she got, like, a tabby cat kitten. And she's in love with the new kitten. Coming home to a little creature that needs you really can really make your life better.
My cat didn't meet me at the door this morning. I thought there was something wrong with him. I was, like, very concerned.
Oh, I love and then the
he
greeting.
Was just, like, he was laying there because he was tired. And I was like, oh, you're just sleepy. Because, like, I have an LED light bulb in my room now. And when I have the setting down to, like, a warm setting, he's like, it makes him sleepy.
So he doesn't want to
move. And I was like, okay, well, now I'm just offended that you didn't meet me at the door.
That's so cute. Yes. Get a kitty cat. Get a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this was fun. But that's about a wrap. Unless you have any other recommendations.
That's all she wrote there, folks.
That's all she wrote there, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.